I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Tomorrow is what retail analysts call Black Friday. This is the day each year when most stores plan and expect to go from red ink for the entire year to being in the black. This is all the effect of post-Thanksgiving shopping. Tess Figland is here from the Marketplace Newsroom with a look at how the season is shaping up for retailers. Tess, if I remember right, last year was not such a great year for retailers. How's it looking this year?
Yeah, you certainly remember correctly, Alex. Last year was a pretty dismal one for retailers across the country. Sales were up only about 2% over 2001. This year, almost everybody agrees it's going to be better. The National Retail Federation predicts a 5.7% hike in sales this year. But some of the analysts I've talked to think that may be a bit optimistic. They're still predicting 3 or 4% over last year, and even better numbers at some of the large discount stores like Walmart, maybe 5, 6% or more over last year.
We keep reading and hearing that the economy is recovering or fully recovered, zooming along. Why isn't it a more stellar year for retailers?
Well, a big part of it is that people have been spending like mad already this year. Remember when third quarter gross domestic product first came out, there were some warnings that this 7-8% growth that we've seen can't be sustained. And a lot of the growth on the consumer side came from the government rebate checks and the effects of the tax stimulus package. So there was all this spending over the summer, and we've already seen numbers from October indicating that is probably slowing down a bit.
You'd mentioned that Walmart is going to do well and other discounters expect to do well. Who else?
Well, I put that question to Kurt Barnard. He's the president of Retail Forecasting LLC, and he said they're expecting upscale stores to have a merry season as well.
The Tiffany's of this world, the Neiman Marcus's of this world, the Saks Fifth Avenue's of this world, the Coaches of this world, those are the companies that are likely to benefit from this. So we have two very interesting, almost contradictory developments. On the one hand, discounters are going to do very well, and then the very upscale stores, the very opposite.
And part of the reason for this particular prediction is that the stock market has performed so well this year. So wealthy investors with big chunks of money in the markets are going to have even more to spend on some of the more lavish holiday gifts.
Is tomorrow really the biggest shopping day of the year?
You know, Alex, actually it's not, and a lot of people think it is. I thought it was. But for the last several years, the Saturday before Christmas has actually been the biggest shopping day. And the day after Christmas is another big one with everybody exchanging gifts. And, of course, there are lots of sales in those post-holiday days. So today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at how big a part altruism plays in our desire to help charities around this time of year. Or is it something else?
Well, that's certainly seasonal. Thank you, Tess Figland of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.